impressive, the opener arriving and after all the work you put into this offseason.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work in the offseason, the camps, the OTAs. So the guys are excited. I mean, finally get through preseason and get one that really counts. So we're going to work hard this week and we'll see what happens.
Do you feel significantly different in terms of your preparation than, say, going into the last game of the offseason?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just feel more confident in what I'm doing, have a better command of the offense, and just understand what we're trying to get done offensively on the field.
Do you feel yourself the expectations now? Like when you took over the last year, you know, trial by fire, now you're expected to.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of time to get into the offense and figure stuff out, and people are going to expect a lot more out of me. Last year, it's just kind of, he's a rookie, he's going to make some mistakes. So this year, they're going to expect me to go out there and perform and execute.
Normally on Tuesdays, you guys get your game plan. I mean, does it reflect your experience, the one that you've gotten for this week, in terms of the complicated nature of it? I mean,
can't tell you that, can I?
What's that?
Can't tell you too many secrets.
No, but I mean, last year, they may have, like,
I mean, we're going to do a lot of stuff we did last year, some new stuff. I mean, Travis, I mean, we're going to run the ball. I mean, we're going to play Bronco football. So Coach Shanahan's done a great job, and the offensive coaches are getting this plan, and we're going to do our best.
How much of an advantage is it playing against such a young and inexperienced secondary?
They were 7th in the NFL last year in pass defense. So, I mean, those guys, they play well. They're very disciplined. They're great against the run. They fill the box up and kind of make you pass the ball. But when they do, they make turnovers and pass deflection. So, we have our hands full.
How much do you like the fact that they want you to pass the ball and the ball is in your hands?
Well, I mean, we're going to run the ball first. I mean, that's what we've always done in the past. And we're going to try to get Travis going with the line. And then if it opens up, it opens up.
You like the atmosphere of playing on the road?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we got all the guys in the locker room. We're all together. We're there alone with the coaches and up against them and their fans. So hopefully we can get off to an early lead and kind of quiet them.
That can be a rough crowd out
there. Can imagine.
Anybody talk to you about how to handle it?
No. You got any words of wisdom?
Yelling? People possibly throwing things at you? They tend to do that stuff.
Yeah, we went to Oakland last year, and I kind of watched that scene. But, I mean, that's a hostile crowd. I mean, that's what the home team likes, and that's what we have to deal with.
I feel you're better equipped now. I mean, obviously, with the young quarterback, between making that throw to squeeze it in and kind of taking the safe throw, you've worked all offseason, studied a lot of things. Feel better equipped in that decision-making process?
Yeah, I mean, we watched a lot of film from last year and worked some stuff in the offseason with the running backs and the receivers of just when it's not there, when it's cloudy, just check it down and be patient and move the chain. So, I mean, that's going to come into play against Buffalo as well. I mean, they don't really give up a lot of deep stuff. They make you work for your yards.
When you go up against another young quarterback in the league, are you cognizant of that?
I have no idea what their offense is doing. I have no idea. I can't really pay attention to who they got. I mean, I've got to worry about their defense and their personnel and what they're going to do to us.
Still get nervous?
Yeah.
How do you handle the nerves? What do you do?
Well, I mean, I just try to take calm, but I mean, you're always going to have those butterflies in your stomach, and the closer to kickoff, the more nervous you get. But once we get out there and get going, I mean, I'll calm down.
Jay, the Broncos had a lot of low-scoring games early in the season last year. Didn't hit the 20-point mark for the 7th week. Did you see a drastic change in that this year?
And us being able to put up points early?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Put up points at all?
More than the teens?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I mean, we've got a lot of athletes on the offensive side of the ball, a lot of playmakers. So, I mean, they did a great job bringing some guys in, and I mean, we'll see what happens. We might score 9 points, we might score 30 points, I don't know. Whatever it takes to win.
You excited to get this thing going?
Yeah, are you?
It's hard to get this feeling from you.
I am. I mean, we just got off walkthrough. We're working on some stuff, so my mind's a little other places. Cool.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Bye.